Just invoking the inner friend. Just be with your body, letting it relax in the presence of that inner friend. And the mind also, just let it, in the presence of the inner friend, just let it do what it needs to do for the next few minutes. Just let it settle. Just let yourself become comfortable, relaxed. The mind being given the freedom to just be itself, to process whatever it needs to process, just to let it settle. It's kind of like letting the lake that a stone has been dropped in, just giving it time to come back, just to settle, to come back to itself. Just enjoy the sensations of the body relaxing. Just appreciate it, letting go of any stresses or tensions in the muscles. You know, meditation is in a way a beautiful sanctuary for the mind, for that samsari mind of ours. It's a time when it's accepted as it is. There's no critical voice, there's only an inner friend. So it's a time where the mind can actually feel safe, to be as it is, that the negative reactions can be wanted, welcomed, that the mind can let down its guard. During this timeout, this positive timeout, this protected space. Let yourself be aware of the body as it's seated here, you know, through your sense of touch, especially. Here you are seated in meditation, in this meditative posture, with your eyes gently closed. The tongue relaxed. The face very restful with a gentle smile. Just be aware of this pose, this meditative pose. Just focusing on it. Being with it. And now again relaxing in this pose. Be aware of the body in contemplation. Remember, be aware of the body breathing. So now this pose in meditation, breathing. Just feel the image of your face, your body, the hands, the legs crossed, the breathing. Even though your eyes are closed, you can have an image, a perception of this pose with the breath through your sense of touch. Let the breathing take place naturally. It becomes more and more shallow, most likely. And just let the breathing be done by the body. It doesn't require the mind or the self, for that matter, to breathe. It's as a function of the body, and just let it take place. Now notice this body-mind as I ask you to just turn gently toward your own presence, the me. Now just have an image of this body, of this body-mind meditating on my own being. Notice my face, my tongue. Notice the gentle turning toward my own self. Notice my own being, which the mind is, the buddhi is relaxing into, gently focusing on. My own nature. keep noticing as my mind is focused on my being. You also have some perceptions of your body relaxing, passing through, some perceptions of breath. Some vrittis and thoughts passing through the scenery, the weather. Allow your mind to, they're not focusing on these things, to just be open, aware, not resisting or pushing away any experiences that may be passing through the mind. As you sit with yourself, let go of any stress in the body, and also let go of any thoughts in the mind. That doesn't mean get rid of them. It means to let go, to let them be, to let them be as they are. To relax into them and let them relax into you, giving up any clinging or wanting to change them. Let the Buddha gently turn toward your own being. And be yourself. This self, which is really the center of the meditation. It's as though all of your experiences, the body, the breath, the thoughts and feelings, even the ahankara, all of them are pranaming, bowing down, taking refuge in the silent, beautiful self that indwells the body, indwells the mind, and yet is free. Uncontained by the body, by the mind, by the sense organs, by Maya itself. in the buddhi, focus on your own being, being yourself. Imagine all of the experiences that are taking place, all of the sensations, the images. Imagine them all as offerings. Offerings to the very simple, changeless self. Remain still, whole, complete, full, Ananda, without a flicker, as all of these experiences are being offered. I remain changeless. Be aware of this meditative pose that your body is taking. Here you are meditating. Body continuing to relax. The gentle smile of eyes closed, tongue relaxed. This image of yourself is in a way an image of the Atma. The feeling that is invoked, the image produces a feeling. Which resonates with my own being. As I remain so free and unattached, I am the very self of the meditation. Self-luminous me is the object of the meditation. Just notice the truth of that. Visualize your body. Be aware of your body and mind. The pose, the meditative pose that you're in. The breath. And focusing on yourself. Notice the changelessness, the absolute shanti. The wanting and needing nothing just by my own nature. Now imagine all of the experiences that you're having. Being like flowers offered as havas, as an offering to the deity, to the murti, to this one image that is in meditation. The body, mind, breath, meditating on the self. All of the experiences offered to me, continually being offered where I receive the experiences naturally but without any change on my part. I remain welcoming by nature, non-rejecting by nature, trustworthy. Om Shanti.